All right, welcome to the microphone. Thanks for the short notice. And yesterday we have a retaliation attack by Israel, and we just want you to know right off the bat we support you here.
Absolutely.
At our station in this town and people that are praying for you. But tell us what's going on and what you're trying to do to help the little villages in Israel.
Right, so while this whole Iran situation was developing, I was actually on a flight back from Los Angeles. I've just arrived back in Israel in the last couple of hours. And Magen David Adom is Israel's national EMS organization, and we are there for the people of Israel. And it doesn't matter whether they are Jews, Muslim Arabs, Christian Arabs, Druze, Bedouin, whoever it is that needs our assistance, whether that's ambulance services, whether that's blood services, whatever it is, Magen David Adom is there, serving the whole nation. The project I think that you were talking about is a project called the Magen Project, which is, we want to set up emergency, like we have security teams for the different communities and the different kibbutz team in different parts of Israel, we want to set up emergency medical teams so that we know we've got emergency responders with equipment, with training, with vehicles to respond to any incident that might occur. On October 7th, what happened was there were certain areas that we couldn't reach, the IDF wouldn't let us into. And luckily, we have some 33,000 volunteers across Israel, 11,000 of whom are first responders. And they are the ones who save lives. They're the ones on the front lines. And we just want to make sure that we have dedicated people, dedicated teams in every single place that we can across the whole of the state of Israel.
Now, give me the name of your organization again, sir.
The organization is called Magen David Adom. Literally translated means the Red Shield of David. It is the equivalent of the Red Cross. We are with a National Red Cross Society as well.
Okay.
Like I said, the National EMS Organization, blood services, it's all on a national level, mandated by the government of Israel that we are that national organization.
And let me ask you, were you in effect there on October the 7th?
I was. I was in the south on October 7th. And we came under fire while we were heading to the sites of rocket attacks. With one family that we reached. We reached only after we came under rocket attacks, and Blythe had to seek shelter on the way, being extremely close to the sites where the rockets fell. And it was a very harrowing experience for anybody involved.
Population of Israel has been on some alert, high alert at times since October, and we here in Branson, we just can't experience what that's like, but that has to be difficult when you get a warning or you get a tip that says, look, you know, watch where you're at, and just what happens? Do they send out an alert, and what do people go to their bomb shelters, or what happens when that?
So most buildings, most apartments have a safe room, and there is a system in place where a siren will sound in the area that's being targeted. And there's all sorts of apps that we use as well that ensure that we know that there is an alert incoming. And during times of war, when these rocket alerts are happening, we don't measure distances in miles. We measure distances in time, because those who are closest to the Gaza Strip have got between 5 and 15 seconds, depending on where they are, from the second that the red alert sounds until they have to find shelter.
Mm.
Certain other parts of Israel are slightly further away, but there are areas that it's literally a matter of seconds to seek shelter, and doesn't matter what you're doing, you have to find that shelter.
So it's not, you know, they don't give you an hour warning. I mean, you're talking seconds, less than a minute, before you better decide to get somewhere quick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. We get real-time alerts of when rockets are being fired. There are plenty of defense systems that have been developed in Israel to help the Israeli population. And Magen David Adom is part of that preparedness. We're making sure that we are prepared for whatever might happen. If we have to respond, and many of our responders were responding under fire, risking their lives to go and save other people's lives. But yeah, sometimes it's very much a question of seconds. And in order for that to happen, we have a lot of support from a lot of places around the world who support Magen David Adom. Support financially, support.
How did you yourself get involved, and why? And is there a website where we can plug in and help in some way?
Absolutely. So I've been a paramedic for over 20 years. The last 12 of those have been with Magen David Adom. Prior to that, I was living outside of Israel. But I moved here because this is the Jewish homeland. This is where I wanted to be.
Sure.
As far as trying to help Magen David Adom, the website you can have a look at is savinglivesinisrael.org. Savinglivesinisrael.org.
Okay, great. Yeah. We'll put a link on our klfcradio.com website, which you're welcome to go to and download the podcast if you from your computer. We also have apps in both formats, the Android and on the Apple, that you are welcome to download. We talk a lot about Israel. We support you. We support Israel. Our good friend Omer Eshel for The Bible Comes to Life is with us quite often. And it's something that we just don't understand all that goes on, but you're talking an organization that wants to be there when things are needed. And you do it 24 hours a day, I'm sure.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, again, with 200 stations, 33,000 volunteers, 1,500 ambulances, everything we can do in order to be able to respond as quickly as possible to save lives in Israel.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure having you with us, but I don't think my heart hurt as much as after October 7th, when we were talking to Omer Eshel, our great friend that Keith just told you about. And I heard a caution in his voice that I've never heard. He's former Special Forces. He's a straightforward Jewish fellow who just speaks like it is. But when we ask him about the hate of the world for Israel, we could feel the hurt. Yeah. Can you comment on that about the people themselves and the hate that they're hearing from your neighbors and around the world and sometimes the mixed support from the United States?
So I want to look at it from a different point of view. We are hearing the hate. We know that there's issues around the world, that there are people who are spewing nothing but lies about the state of Israel and about what's going on here. But on the other hand, we've also seen a huge sense of unity. We've also seen huge amounts of support from the Jewish community, from the non-Jewish community, from Christians around the world, from anybody who sees and wants to be on the right side of history. They're there supporting the state of Israel, and that's been very, very heartwarming for us all to see and to experience and to feel.
Well, there's no question at the round table right here. You have our full support, and we pray for Israel often. And we appreciate you updating us, and we hope that you will update us from time to time.
Ari, I want to thank you for connecting with us this morning. It's an effort to do that, especially after that long flight. But there was a passage in the Old Testament to where a guy was riding a donkey, Balaam. And the king wanted him, the king looked out and says, where are these people coming from, Keith? Yeah. So he went to the prophet and said, I want you to curse them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me tell you, y'all can read about it. When a donkey speaks to you, you probably better listen.
Probably.
Okay. Because God said, we're not cursing them. They're blessed. So if anybody has any idea of there's a little problem, God's got this. Ari, your last closing comments?
Absolutely. Listen, you can go back earlier in the Old Testament where Abraham was told that those who bless the people will be blessed and those who curse them will be cursed. And we're seeing that, and I'm sure we will continue to see that. And we hope and pray for the best for all of the state of Israel and for everybody around the world.
Absolutely.
Ari, can we reconnect one of these days? Will you have your guy get a hold of me with phone numbers and everything? We'd like to have you back and have another great connection and keep us updated here in Branson, Missouri.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure.
And you can go to klfcradio.com later today, tonight over there, I guess, and download the podcast on your computer and share it with your friends, family, and neighbors that are there. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you
Great.
So much. We'll continue to pray for the safety of Israel.
Thank you very much.
Quick question before you go. How are your supplies? How are your medicine? How's your IV solutions? All that? Are you in good shape?
So we're in pretty good shape at the moment. We always want to make sure that we have enough supplies. So I don't know, for 3 or 4 months ahead, we want to be prepared for anything that might happen. We're keeping an eye on what's happening in the north. We're keeping an eye on what's happening with Iran. These are all things that we still need to be prepared for, but we're making sure that we have those supplies. A lot of them, again, coming from donations from overseas. We are extremely grateful for them.
Ari, are you ready to take a nap yet, or are you going to stay up for a little bit?
I bet he's ready to take
a
nap.
A little bit longer, and then we'll do it.
God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a blessed day.